American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. President Trump said he was ending trade talks with Canada Thursday after Canada created an ad that included anti-tariff comments from former President Reagan. Doug Luzader reports from Washington.
President Trump on Truth Social called the ad fake, saying they only did this to interfere with the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court and other courts. Tariffs are very important to the national security and economy of the USA. Based on their egregious behavior, all trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated. Now, the ad was actually placed by the province of Ontario. The Reagan Foundation, though, took issue with it, saying the ad misrepresents the presidential radio address and the government of Ontario did not seek nor receive permission to use and edit the remarks.
Lawmakers in Congress and at the state level are launching initiatives to collect information on ICE officers, with California Congressman Robert Garcia proposing a master ICE tracker, and New York Attorney General Letitia James creating a portal to submit information on ICE activities. Attorney General Pam Bondi announces the Department of Justice is sending notices to other lawmakers.
You cannot disclose the identity of a federal agent, where they live, anything that could harm them. Pritzker, same ballgame with him. And, you know, Pelosi got a letter today from Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. So did Brooke Jenkins, that DA in San Francisco.
The U.S. has taken action, striking a ninth drug boat thought to be heading towards the U.S. on Wednesday night. FBI Director Kash Patel says when it comes to those on shore who are expecting to receive the cargo, his bureau is taking them down.
Just look at what we've done in these 7-8 short months that we've been in charge here. We've seized 1,900 kilograms of fentanyl, enough to kill 125 million Americans. We've seized something like 50,000 kilos of cocaine. That's just the FBI.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin calls out Democratic gubernatorial candidate Abigail Spanberger for not condemning Democratic Attorney General candidate Jay Jones for his 2022 text messages calling for the death of Virginia's former House Speaker.
The Democrat Attorney General candidate wants to put two bullets in the head of a political rival and see his children die and kill a few cops as well. And that is bringing down their entire ticket.
Israel's Knesset passed two bills this week that would allow the Jewish state to move forward with the annexation of the West Bank. When a reporter asked about the possibility that Israel will take it over, President Trump said this.
Don't worry about the West Bank. Israel's not going to do anything with the West Bank, okay? Don't worry about it. Is that your question? They're not going to do anything with the West Bank.
But the head of a Messianic Jewish ministry says President Trump and Vice President Vance do not really understand what the Bible says about Israel's covenant land. Chad Groening has more.
Before he departed Jerusalem, Vice President J.D. Vance criticized the Israeli Knesset for voting to annex the territory of Judea and Samaria, known as the West Bank. Vance said that if the Knesset vote was, quote, a political stunt, then it is a very stupid political stunt. He went on to say, quote, I personally take some insult to it. The policy of the Trump administration is that the West Bank will not be annexed by Israel. Secretary of State Marco Rubio also criticized the Knesset vote, giving preliminary approval to a bill that would give Israel authority to annex the West Bank, a move he says the U.S. opposes. Jan Markell is founder and director of Olive Tree Ministries.
According to a Times of Israel story, apparently Israel, according to President Trump, would lose all U.S. support if Israel annexes the West Bank, otherwise known as Judea and Samaria.
Markell says this was clearly a mistake.
This is an indication that our leadership, including President Trump, Vice President Vance, and others involved other than Mike Huckabee, really don't know the Bible. Because if they knew the Bible, they would know that all of this land belongs to Israel. So why are we making silly statements?
Markell thinks that by and large the American people would not be in support of the president's position. I'm Chad Groening.
American Family News is available online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.